Q Radio. And I remember when I first came across this band, Dog Is Dead, I remember comparing them to the various indie clubs of the day. I thought maybe they're very similar to Bombay Bicycle Club, and there are elements of similarity. But I think the thing that sets Dog Is Dead apart, they've got an album out at the moment with 16 tracks on it. That's a diverse album, isn't it? To have 16 tracks and it be a really engaging listen. You can't do the same thing over and over. I mean, it gets a little drab, doesn't it? You've got to change it up a gear. And Dog Is Dead have got that nailed to a T. So I caught up with them the other day. They were doing a gig and there were two traps, Rob and Trev. I've met them before, interviewed them last year. So this was a nice little catch-up, really, to catch up with the boys again and just find out how they are.
Yeah, we're slowly conquering Manchester, like one like
function room
at a time. Yeah.
You conquered Hull last night. How was that?
That was so good. It was really good.
It's never dull. Never dull in Hull.
It isn't. It gets a bad rap, to be fair. It was really cool. They were really up for the party.
It does get a bad rap. It was voted, I think, the worst city to live in the UK a couple of years ago. And I can't get my head around that, because everyone who I know that lives there just seems to have a great time.
Yeah, well,
yeah, I think in the same survey, our hometown, Nottingham, came second. So... I mean,
no, but the other thing about Nottingham is that it has the highest girl to boy ratio, which is very strong.
We had a fight, like a physical fight about that 2 days ago in the van, because whether it was a myth or not, and we kind of were all ganging up on our drummer because he said it was a myth, and then he googled it and it's a myth. So
is it a myth? Does it feel
it has, like,
I heard that, but there's a heart that from back when the lace works was running, they had a lot of women working in the lace factories in Nottingham, so that's why there's a high population of women.
There was method to the madness.
Yeah, it's not like a big like Club Tropicana video or something.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Not like that.
No, but your latest video is.
What a brilliant link. That's great.
Yeah. Lovely segue into. Was it you that got onto booking all of the ladies for this latest video of yours?
Well, yeah, the production companies rang me up and said, well, we just need some of your Facebook friends. And I was like, well, you know, I'll give you an eighth of them. And, you know, no, not really, no.
The models throw themselves at Trev. Like, literally, it's quite dangerous.
Yeah. They hurt themselves.
Was it good fun to make though, that video?
It was wicked fun. Like, we always have a really good time making videos, and I think you can tell like when they come out, and that was no different. It was really, really cool.
Slightly different trajectory to the old Two Devils video that we spoke about. We've gone from horror to slightly different scenario though. It's quite nice to change it up though, isn't it?
Yeah, we never want to be a linear band and do the same thing again. Like, that's boring. But yeah, so we've had like a really nice little run of videos that have all been like sweet in their own way and fun to make again. So
that's really interesting, that, because I mean, that it does strike me about you guys. You don't just stay on the same track for too long. You've got 16 tracks on the latest album, but there's so much diversity there. And was it a good album to make?
Well, yeah, it was fun because it was kind of, you know, picking out all these songs that we've had as Dog Is Dead for 5 years, and it was kind of like grabbing them all out of the stratosphere and putting them all into one kind of body of work. And I think that's what comes across, like, really quite diverse, because, you know, we've matured and kind of developed as a band, I guess you could say.
Do you you say you've matured as a band, do you see a real difference in your playing and, you know, what you're writing about and the whole aesthetic of the band from, say, like 3 or 4 years ago to what it is now?
Yeah, definitely, like a 100 million thousand. Yeah, that's still a number. I was going to hope for like go like gazillion, but that's not a number. It's not. But anyway, to answer the question, yeah. Because like we couldn't really play our instruments very well when we first started playing. Kind of, well, me and Trev started jamming when we were 13 or something, and then like about we got together as a band when we were like 15, 16, and didn't really know how to play what we had, and kind of made it up on the spot.
And Dog Is Dead with a new song out now. This is Do the Right Thing. It's their latest single. Do the Right Thing, the latest single from Dog Is Dead. And when I saw them perform live the other day, one of the standout tracks really got the crowd just dancing up and down. I mean, I can't tell. I like to take a photo. I hate it when I go to gigs and people have got their cameras out for the duration, doing videos of songs. Mate, it's just going to be rubbish. Just enjoy the moment. But one photo, that's all I want to get. One photo to show that I've been at the gig. Well, I could not get one, could I? The crowd were just jumping up and down, blurring everything in my shot. And at the end of the day, I just had to accept that and actually muck in myself. So that song, one of the more energetic of the bunch, Do the Right Thing from Dog Is Dead. But we moved on to talk about what they get up to in between tour dates, what they do on the road. Last time I spoke to them, they had a football tournament going and they'd invite people to get involved. And I wondered whether they were going to do the same thing this time round.
No, because we learnt the hard way. Like, in so many... That was such a bad idea in so many ways. Because, one, if you're going to do something, like, against your fans, like, do something that you're really good at. Like, we could do a music off and we reckon we might beat some people. It was embarrassing. We played some really good people. We thought we were going to be playing against, like, skinny indie kids. And they were all, like, actual teams. And so we were, like, we were getting battered.
Right. When we asked for, like, people to play against, I'm pretty sure we specified average to poor.
Yeah. And we did not get... We got average to good, which is way too good. And posting it up online, like, oh, well done, we lost 42 today. And then... And the other reason is Harvey tripped over the ball and nearly broke his ankle, which is just so embarrassing. We were like, oh, we're going to have to cancel shows because our drummer tripped over a football.
Oh my
but no, luckily we didn't. So this time we've taken the football, but we play against each other, where there's a nice level that's established and everyone looks good because we're all...
So on the tour you've actually got some really cool cities, like it's Glasgow tomorrow, isn't it, at King Tut's. You've done that before?
Yeah, King Tut's is such a great venue,
such heritage for that. It's so good, isn't it? I've always thought, and I've got no musical talent, I tried to play the clarinet but gave up when I had braces when I was like 12, but if I was in a band I'd have loved to have just sort of go around the UK travelling a bit. And do you find you see much of the cities that you're playing in?
It depends. There's a couple of ways of touring, really, and I think that you can either like be really proactive and try and get as much kind of cultural satisfaction as you can get, or you can try and get as much rest. And I don't know. So I think we get like a decent mix of both worlds. But then again, I really wanted to go to the aquarium in Hull yesterday, and I didn't get around to it. So I'm kicking myself.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kicking myself right now.
That's a shame.
You can't see it on the radio, but I'm doing it.
Is there anywhere that you're really excited to play?
Well, Glasgow. I mean, we always have such a laugh when we go there. And King Tut's is just, it's just a great place to play. You know, every single time we go there, we kind of have a little circuit that we do afterwards. You know, whether or not
we end up,
to get...
we end up, it's the same thing every time in Glasgow. Like, we play a gig, then we get loads of cheap white Russians at this place called Nice and Easy. Then we end up at the casino. And, like, most of the time, I'll lose money, or if I win money, I did, like, a circuit of the casino, waving my £15 around that I won.
You're a brave man.
I know. And it was so embarrassing. It was really bad.
Yeah, and the guy that was sitting next to Rob when he won his £15 had just lost a substantial amount of money and was kind of getting like that, and there was Rob with his £15.
That's the problem. I win a fiver, and I think I'm Akon. That's it.
It's Dog Is Dead on Q Radio, and good to talk to Rob and Trev. This is another track from the latest album of theirs called Teenage Daughter.